Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, BLM, Buy Large Mansions. We dive into Black Lives Matter finances and what is going on with Elon Musk, the ever intriguing saga with Elon and Twitter and him becoming a Republican and voting Republican. What is going on? We unpack all of that. Email us your thoughts as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast and make sure that plus sign is subscribed and get your friends to also subscribe. I love hearing from you when you email me, freedom@charliekirk.com. You can support the Charlie Kirk Show at charliekirk.com/support. And coming up in just days is our Young Women's Leadership Summit. Go to tpusa.com/YWLS. That's tpusa.com/YWLS. Our Young Women's Leadership Summit will blow you away at tpusa.com/YWLS. Get involved with Turning Point USA, start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. You can always email me your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Okay, so I want to dive into a couple stories here. The first is kind of what is the latest with Elon Musk, and then I want to get into BLM. So as many of you know, Elon has plans to buy Twitter, but all of those kind of plans are now being put on hold. There's a lot of drama in world Elon right now, and more ways than one. And you could go back, and we predicted it. We were one of the only shows that said this. We said the empire is going to strike back. They're not just going to hand over the keys to Twitter just because the world's richest man wants it for $54.20 a share. Just censorship is central to their plans. If they're not able to censor speech, how are they ever able going to have to be able to manipulate elections or be able to intervene against the wishes of voters? So the fact that Twitter was going to change hands, they didn't like that at all. They haven't liked that throughout this entire process. And the empire is striking back in a variety of different ways. The first of which is Elon is now pushing back against the sale altogether. And it's kind of hinging on this idea of how many bots does Twitter have? Now, as someone who has been using Twitter for well over a decade, that's right. My Twitter account was started in 2011. I was like one of the first Twitter accounts. It was pretty early on. I remember exactly where I was sitting. I was in high school and I remember someone came in, they said, have you guys heard of this new thing called Twitter? I was like, no. And so I didn't even know what it was. I thought it was a blog. So if you go back to my old tweets, it's just like kind of random thoughts, which it kind of actually is what Twitter ended up being, believe it or not. And in fact, I have one of the great tweets. You could go back and you could see it. Back in 2011, I said, Donald Trump, you must run for president. You would be amazing. You can go back. If people say that I wasn't original Trump. Connor, I think Connor has that tweet saved way back when. And so, but having spent a lot of time on Twitter, Twitter has an enormous amount of fake accounts. In fact, a lot of the chatter, a lot of the conversation on Twitter is just hijacked by fake and total garbage conversation. Okay. And so this is now bothering Elon. He's like, wait a second. My price that I offered was based on the fact that you were telling the SEC, the Security Exchange Commission, which is the federal regulatory body that oversees publicly traded companies, that you were telling them the truth, that you were actually saying that how many accounts or how many accounts we have. And so Elon is now pushing back against this. Twitter's not happy about this because they were getting a really good deal from Elon and Elon really didn't care about money very much at all. However, some dynamics have changed. The market is down 1,100 points today. I guarantee you Tesla is down today. Let's see what Tesla is down. Tesla is down 7.5% today. Tesla's market cap right now is $729 billion. A month ago, it was about nearly $1 trillion. So Tesla has lost nearly 25% of its market cap in just the last month. That makes the willingness and the ability to make a purchase like Twitter harder, not impossible, just harder. And Elon knows that. So there might be some, I don't know, there might be some shaking in the boots right now on both sides. I don't think Elon's scared, but it's going to be more and more difficult for Elon to kind of put forward this kind of a transaction. Okay. And they know that, by the way. They're trying to squeeze him out. And so Elon is getting pressure from every possible direction. Elon is getting pressure from the Security Exchange Commission. The Department of Justice has launched investigations into Elon. Again, Twitter is that central to what the regime wants to do over the next couple of years and decades. They are not going to let this go without a massive fight. So Elon is now asking the question, how many fake accounts actually are there on Twitter? How many people are actually legitimate and how many are illegitimate? Well, Elon is saying all the wrong things if he actually wants to take over Twitter easily. But he's saying all the right things for what we as conservatives and freedom lovers actually want to hear. Here's one. Elon Musk in Cut 37 says he plans to vote Republican for the first time ever. Again, the fact that the world's richest man is now saying he's becoming a right winger, that shows you what how radical the left has become. You have turned someone who was kind of he was an ACLU donating, Met Gala attending, solar panel proselytizing, electric car creating, like let's go to Mars and we'll create kumbaya liberal, to a guy that's now basically like, I'm buying guns. Only the left could pull that off. Play Cut 37.
You know, the reality is Twitter at this point, you know, has a very far left bias. And I would class myself as a moderate, and you know, neither Republican nor Democrat. And in fact, I have voted overwhelmingly for Democrats historically, overwhelmingly. Like, I'm not sure, I might never have voted for a Republican, just to be clear.
Right.
Now this election, I will.
And this election, I will. So the left is really upset with Elon Musk. Why are they upset with Elon Musk? Because he won't listen. He won't heal. He won't do what they need him to do. You know, when I have Briggs and I want to bring him right up to me, there's a German command called Fuss, which means get beside me and cut it out. You know, any dog owner, Victor Marx, you see with a dog, Fuss, get over here, cut it out. It's actually another German word, Fui. You just knock it off. Very direct. That's how the left treats their own. And they've been saying to Elon Musk the last couple of weeks, Fuss, Fuss, get beside me, come to heel. And Elon's like, no, I'm not going to. Now, the latest tabulations of where his net worth is, they kind of retabulate it every single day. It's about $221 billion today. He certainly has the net worth still to be able to purchase Twitter. We don't even know how valuable SpaceX is. SpaceX is probably way more valuable than anything they publicly disclose. Elon's going to be just fine. For those of you that are like, wow, Tesla's stock is really down, I don't think he's going to have to take out a second mortgage anytime soon. However, it does dampen his potential purchasing power. But the left hates Elon because he will not be totally and completely blindly obedient to everything they tell him to do. You see, the way it's supposed to work, and by the way, Jeff Bezos is getting a little Elon Musk energy recently. I'm not a fan of Bezos, but Bezos is like angrily tweeting towards Biden too. He's like, hey, we as elites, we could think towards ourselves like, okay, Jeff Bezos, we'll see how long that lasts. We'll see if you keep on getting your Pentagon contracts. And Jeff Bezos will heal. Trust me. You want to talk about a guy who is all bark and no bite? That's Bezos. Elon Musk, he just might be wild and eccentric enough actually to challenge the regime. I think he is. But you're supposed to be a perfectly obedient member of the ruling class, like Mark Zuckerberg. Mark Zuckerberg will go donate to the cause he's asked to. $400 million to go have mail-in ballots and Zucker boxes in every main area? Yes, absolutely right. Yes, absolutely. That's exactly what I'll do. Sure. When you are rich, powerful, and well-connected, you're supposed to be part of what the regime wants. Now, what's so interesting is that for as long as we've had recorded history, elites are almost always conservative. Not conservative necessarily politically, but think about it. When have you ever had someone at the top level of the hierarchy want to change that? That's really rare. I mean, whether it be the aristocracy, the Rockefellers, the Vanderbilts, by definition, they're there. They want to conserve or preserve what they have, and they don't want fundamental transformation or revolution. You look at the French Revolution or the Russian Revolution, the people in charge, the French aristocracy, for example, or the Russian Romanovs, They wanted to protect the system that was there previously. The revolutionaries are usually the grassroots folks. They're the workers. It's the tension between the working people, the proletariat, and the bourgeoisie. But it begs the question now, the elites are expected to be revolutionaries. And you got to wonder if there's some kind of elite remorse going on. It's really out of control. Inflation is at a 40-year high. Your cash is getting sucked right out of your wallet with higher prices on gas, groceries, practically everything. Look, you got to take charge of your money right now. So here's a principle that we say, don't use the big banks that hate you. Bank of America is canceling conservatives. A team member that we have at Turning Point USA literally just had his bank account shut down by Bank of America. Literally no longer allowed to use Bank of America because of his politics. True story. So when you want to consolidate your debt and use equity in your home to do so, to lower your monthly expenses, you have to use my friends, Andrew and Todd, at andrewandtodd.com. You have to know what you're going through. So look, I just had dinner with Andrew and Todd in Orange County. We had a great time. They love the Lord. They know the Bible super well. They're ethical. They're beautiful people. They really are. They're wonderful. And Andrew and Todd aren't brokers. They're bankers who handle your refi loan personally from start to finish. And they're always in your corner. In fact, they're helping me with the problem right now. Just all this nonsense with interest rates and all this are helping me clarify it. They're phenomenal to work with. They're responsive. They're Christians. They're conservative. It's andrewandtodd.com to beat inflation by lowering your monthly expenses and protect your greatest asset, your home. So don't use these woke banks. Bank of America, again, my team member, I'm not going to say his name. You guys know him. He's been on our show. Literally, Bank of America sent him a note saying, we are no longer allowing you to bank with us. Boom, like that, all because of politics. Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage share your values. I trust them. That's why I work with them. I hang out with them casually, and I've got to know them really well. They'll treat you right, and that when you use them, you're not using Citibank or Chase or these people that hate your values, that believe in this trans nonsense. Don't use those banks, diversity, equity, inclusion banks. Nope. Andrew and Todd at andrewandtodd.com. So just write that down right now. Write it in your phone. You might say, oh, Charlie, I don't need to refinance or whatever. Well, maybe you will 2 months from now. Maybe you young millennials out there, maybe the millennials listening to our show, my fellow millennials, you're going to buy a home soon. Maybe you're getting married and you want to buy something. It's andrewandtodd.com for a quick mortgage checkup. Use the equity in your home before it's too late. Go to andrewandtodd.com. That's andrewandtodd.com. Stop giving money to people who hate you. Andrewandtodd.com love the Lord. They love America. And they're great friends. So I encourage you to use them as your go-to partner for anything mortgage related. Stop using the banks who hate you. Andrewandtodd.com.
We did warn everybody that an economic catastrophe was coming. It's down 1,000 points today. Boy, it feels like COVID all over again. Who would have ever thought creating money out of thin air and injecting towards things that don't matter to try to create value that doesn't exist? Washington Post, U.S. stocks slide on weak earnings, inflation fear. If the Washington Post wrote that headline with Donald Trump, they'd say U.S. stocks crash, panic everywhere. They say it's just a slide. Wall Street Journal, Dow falls more than 1,000 points after disappointing retailer earnings. I've been trying to tell people the last couple of weeks, but we aren't really listened to by, we'll listen to you by you, but we're not listened to by the financial people, I suppose, that there was an upcoming bloodbath, thankfully, for the person who manages my stocks. We own the VIX, so we're doing just fine on that. It's called the defensive measure, which is a good hedge against collapsing economies. The dollar will be worth less than ever before. Boy, if the Dow goes sub 30, that'll be really, that's dangerous bear market territory. I'll tell you what. It's almost to the place, yeah, it's the Dow is officially lower than it was a year ago. Wow, that's really something. The Dow has not been this low since February of last year. Think about that. The Dow has not been this low since February of last year. So there was kind of this sugar high. The high really was October of last year, November of last year. We really got the sugar high going. In January, it kind of peaked, and now it's just a total and complete collapse. That's impacting the Elon Musk deal as well. So Tesla is Elon's company.
It's rather incredible what he's been able to create. But there's something called an ESG. We've talked about this before on our program. An ESG is a social credit system. An ESG is a way to be able to judge and kind of grade companies based on how woke they are. It's, we're going to give you a good score or a bad score based on whether you give money to BLM or whether or not you have a bunch of, you know, transgenders with peg legs on your board or whatever, you know, the thing is that they do. So it's all around the kind of environmental, social, and corporate governance. Now, this is something that's being pushed by the World Economic Forum, but ESG stands for environmental, social, and governance. It's an index used as a standard for investors to rank companies based on those standards. Again, environmental, social, and governance. Now, this is how much they hate Elon Musk now. Tesla has now been removed from the S&P 500 ESG index, saying that they're not environmentally friendly enough. Tesla. Tesla makes electric cars. I mean, you'd think out of all the companies that would kind of fulfill the demands of what the left would want, Tesla would be number one. Is ExxonMobil on it? Probably. This is how much the left has no standards at all whatsoever. So what does Elon say? Stop the outrageous false ESG assessments. Where Tesla gets a bad grade, an oil company can get a good grade. Total gaming of the system. Elon Musk has tweeted out that it's a total and complete scam. And Elon has tweeted this out. This is what Elon said. Elon is rated the top 10 best in the world for environment, social, and governance by the S&P 500, while Tesla didn't make the list. ESG is a scam. It has been weaponized by phony social justice warriors. That's right. That's the world's richest man that's tweeting. That's tweeting like Donald Trump. Elon Musk, quote, SP Global Ratings has lost their integrity. Boy, they're really going to try to take him off the chessboard sometime soon. This is not, he is shaking the matrix. ExxonMobil, I'm sorry, you got two things. Elon is tweeting about Exxon. So Elon is saying that Exxon is a top 10 rated in the world for environment. But Tesla is not even allowed to be on the index anymore. They're doing everything they possibly can to try to destroy access to credit, customer base. But here's the thing. Elon has him over a barrel. You know why? His products are just better. Have you seen Ford's electric car? It's ugly. It barely works. Tesla is a legitimately beautiful product. I've never been a big fan of it, but I want to win. And now that we kind of have this right winger who's now running an electric vehicle company, I see, you know, Tesla's in Scottsdale. I'm like, I love it. Whoop. There we go. That is that kind of like, that kind of acceleration. That's the sound of freedom now. In a weird turn of events, the Tony Stark electrical vehicle guy is now fighting against wokeism. Do Elon and I agree on everything? Of course not. He does some a lot of weird stuff I don't like. But he's fighting the left. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. As you know, Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He created the Giza Dream Bed Sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you'll receive 60% off the Giza Dream Sheets that come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You'll receive a set for as low as $39.99. For a limited time, with a purchase, you will receive Mike's soft cover book free when you use promo code Kirk. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code Kirk. Along with this offer, you'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products and MyPillow towel sets and so much more. Call 1-800-875, use promo code Kirk on MyPillow.com. That's promo code Kirk. I just bought a dog bed. It's amazing. Check it out right now. MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Mike Lindell is a great American. He sits on the Turning Point USA Advisory Board. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. So what does BLM stand for? Black Lives Matter is what they'd say. No, it actually stands for Buy Large Mansions. Now, we went, I think we were 10 out of 10. Is that fair to say, Mr. Jake? Early, we were 10 out of 10 on the BLM thing. We had zero patience for the mass raising of money, the white guilt money stream. It was something we came out super hard because we knew exactly what was going to happen. We knew precisely the impact, the economic quasi-money laundering, I'm saying quasi-money laundering, that was going to happen. And now BLM has now has to do what we have to do at Turning Point USA. I don't know, like run a nonprofit. They have just had to fill out what is called a Form 990. Now, because we run a real organization and because we're not BLM, we fill these out and we go through a lot. It's a multi-month process. And you go through, we go through the top level of internal audit. We have an entire auditing department and firm that does that. BLM, they didn't really distract themselves with that because, you know, I mean, look, numbers are racist. Okay. Excel spreadsheets, racist. Form 990, racist. IR, racist. Okay. Now it just so happens that really doesn't work. You just can't keep on saying that. They haven't taken over everything, thankfully, yet. Now, who did BLM bring in to try to fill this out? Mark Elias, of course. And the numbers are just extraordinary, just unbelievable what BLM did. So mind you, mostly upper middle class white people decided to go park a bunch of money. That BLM co-founder, Patrice Cullors, called herself, she calls it white guilt money. They all give money to BLM, right? Black Lives Matter Global Network gives money to BLM. And so many of these pastors like Judas Smith and Levi Lusco and all these people were getting their kids to go march in BLM parades. Rick Warren, they're all responsible for this. And we tried to warn them, like, oh no, you know, Jesus would be marching alongside BLM. Okay, Jesus was divine and he would have been able to see their balance sheet and he wouldn't be near this kind of criminal activity. You could see it from a mile away that these people were criminals. But no, of course, just give them $90 million and we'll see what happens. So Patrice Cullors, who runs this scam, this racket, she did very well. So the Washington Free Beacon, God bless them for the reporting they did on this and alongside many others, but they were, I think they were the first one on there. They were like right on the case. They do some phenomenal reporting. It's freebeacon.com. They report, quote, the Black Lives Matter Foundation has $42 million in net assets. The Associated Press actually broke it. Good for them. The foundation's co-founder, self-proclaimed Marxist Patrice Cullors. Don't you just chuckle at how the Marxists love money? Just love, it's as if they're human beings. They're like, oh no, just hey, look, one more $40 million transfer and then the revolution will be complete. Okay, just one more. Come on. I just need one more mansion in West LA. The Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation filed a 990. Welcome to the game. And reported that, quote, it invested $32 million in stocks from the $90 million to receive the donations. Okay, so they're like a hedge fund, basically. Tax-free hedge fund. So Patrice Cullors used the foundation money to pay millions of dollars to family members, friends, and the father of her child, the baby daddy. Under Cullors' direction, BLM paid out $970,000 to a company owned by Damon Turner, who has a child with Cullors. Now, mind you, I don't know if they're married or not, because that would be racist. Got it. More than $840,000 to a security firm run by Cullors' brother, who just started the LLC right after Floydapalooza. More than $2.1 million to a consulting firm owned by close Cullors associate Shmaloya Boyers. Cullors admits the foundation employed her mother and her sister as well as her brother. Cullors said this year she was just hearing about the 990 disclosure. She didn't know that she had to do it. And Cullors said, look, it's very triggering. Ah, yes. Laws are triggering, Patrice Cullors. She said the form is, quote, literally being weaponized against us and made her feel deeply unsafe. The tax filing, which covers the span from July 1, 2020 to June 30, 2021, lists Cullors as the sole voting director and notes she held no board meetings. Now, give an idea. We have a 5-person board at Turning Point USA. I recuse myself from votes all the time. We have these hour-long, drawn-out board meetings multiple times a year with lawyers, and that's what any normal organization does. BLM, they do whatever they want. Cullors resigned last year amid criticism of her massive spending spree, including her purchase of 4 homes for $3.2 million, the Washington Free Beacon reports. The Attorney General of Indiana, Ohio are already investigating the foundation finances, including its use of donor money, to buy a $6 million Los Angeles mansion. It's a cesspool of corruption. Now, ABC News came out back in during Floydapalooza. They said from the start, Black Lives Matter has always been about LGBTQ lives. You see that, all this kind of intersectionality thing. And Patrice Cullors is gay. Now, I'm not going to get into it. How Patrice Cullors is gay and also has a baby daddy, I don't really know. All I know is that she paid the baby daddy $970,000 and has a wife by the name of Janaya Khan, which, don't want to assume a gender. Can't tell if it's man or woman. Just look at a picture. Has a skull cap on. Not really my business. Who cares? What does matter, though, and the bigger picture, which we need to kind of take a step back at, is how did this happen? How did Patrice Cullors, who has done zero action of value, get $90 million? Because of woke pastors, major media companies, corporations, and white guilt. White people that do not know how to talk about race, and they think there's something inherently wrong with them because of their skin color. Oh, Khan, Patrice Cullors' partner, is a Black, queer, and gender nonconforming. Again, I've asked people this. Can someone tell me what the heck queer is? I keep on going through this. When I grew up, if you called someone queer, you would get suspended. Now it's like a thing. You go march in a parade with a queer flag. Yeah, see, Connor put this in our chat. I always thought it was a pejorative. Same. If I called someone queer, I'd feel bad. It's like a kind of like a four-letter word. Yeah, Connor said, pretty sure I got sent to the principal one time for calling someone queer in fifth grade. Now it's like an identity. I don't know. And gender nonconforming, again, whatever. Okay, this is technically what queer theory is. I know we always get the same things, but it still doesn't make any sense to me. Queer theory is a field of critical race theory or critical theory that emerged in the 90s out of queer studies. The term can have various meanings. Again, various meanings. I don't know what the meaning is. But has probably broadly been associated with the study of the theorization of gender and sexual practices that exist outside of heterosexuality, which challenge the notion of heterosexual desire is normal. Okay. I suppose that's what queer is. How many charter schools could have been built with the $90 million that Patrice Cullors got for Black kids? How many Black kids could have a better future to actually learn how to read and do math if it wasn't for Patrice Cullors buying mansions everywhere? How many small businesses for Black-owned businesses could have actually been distributed if it wasn't for Patrice Cullors? You know, you gotta wonder, though. This was a great opportunity for Patrice Cullors to kind of own the conservatives. She could have raised all this money. She could have brought in actual non-criminals. And what if she actually ran like a structured nonprofit? She'd have like a multi-billion dollar nonprofit by now. Instead, word has got out. Ooh, they're bad. They're criminals. I wonder why. They were enabled by every single person in power in our country. They could have actually done something good with $90 million. By the way, they still have $40 million right now. And so here is a open clarion call. Somebody, I hope someone hears this or you know somebody. Anybody that donated to Black Lives Matter Global Network in the last 2 years, I will happily introduce you to a lawyer and you should sue them for fraud. And you will win that case. It might take you a couple years, but there needs to be plaintiffs' lawyers lining up. Why? They're sitting on $35 to $40 million. There's gold in those hills. And what you need to do is sue and say, I thought I was donating to help Black lives, not be able to go subsidize sugar daddy or whatever, baby daddy sugar, whatever. And Floydapalooza, when we decided to destroy our own civilization, caused approximately $1.2 to $2 billion in damages. If we live in a just world, which I don't even think this is going to happen, this assets of the global network should be seized and given back to the donors. Now, the California Department of Justice targets BLM, tells the group to stop accepting donations, and Patrice Cullors says she's in constant fear since leaving. Well, finally, Patrice Cullors can understand one thing, that if you're a criminal, you should live in fear. I want the best for her physical well-being and safety, obviously. But if I was Patrice Cullors and I was fraudulently distributing money, $970,000 to blood relatives? Oh, yeah, and then she paid herself for consulting. And not once did she sit down with a lawyer and be like, hey, is this okay? The pride it takes to do this. To not have any sort of moral kind of voice. I don't know, after one of your all-night queer parties that you're hosting at one of these mansions, do you not kind of wake up in like a groggy, drunken state and say, maybe there's a reason why people haven't done this before? Like nothing? There's nothing firing up there? Like no one in her network said, hold on, let's slow down a second. Why are we so lucky to get these $90 million? It was just full-throated, and this is one of the tragedies of the BLM movement, is because it's rooted in unfounded moral superiority. The leaders themselves don't actually have to go through the normal everyday moral checks and balances. They actually think they're above it. Patrice Cullors does not understand why this entire media complex that at one time defended her and gave her pass-through donations and all of these things, why all of a sudden that media company, that media apparatus and the narrative machine is not defending her any longer. It's a tragedy because I know some super weak, cowardly, and quite honestly miserable people that gave money to BLM. But guess what? They actually meant well. Pay very close attention, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. We're now facing severe food shortages, high inflation, and outrageous fuel prices. Some people are saying there's a looming recession and possibly things could get even worse. Are you prepared? Do you have enough emergency food stored up for months and months? If not, go to preparewithkirk.com. You'll save $150 on a three-month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. Be sure to get at least one kit for each person in your family. Your three-month emergency food kit gives you a wide variety of delicious meals every day, breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks for three full months per person. If the worst happens and you don't have this emergency food kit, you'll regret it. So go to preparewithkirk.com right now to save $150 per three-month food kit. Act quickly because these kits are selling like hotcakes. Your order ships fast and arrives discreetly in unmarked boxes. You get free shipping as well. So go to preparewithkirk.com. That's preparewithkirk.com. You're nine meals away from anarchy. Prepare yourself at preparewithkirk.com.
Elon Musk has tweeted this, rather remarkable. Said, in the past, I have voted Democrat because they were mostly the kindness party, but they have become now the party of division and hate, so I can no longer support them, and I will vote Republican. Now watch their dirty tricks campaign against me unfold. Popcorn emoji. Elon Musk has become red-pilled. Welcome. Cut 68, Elon Musk says, if Twitter has vociferously less than 5% fake spam accounts, but in fact, 4 to 5% of that number, it's a big deal. It's like, I agree to buy your house. You say the house has less than 5% termites, but it turns out there's 90% termites. It's not the same house. Play cut 68.
If they in fact have been vociferously claiming less than 5% of fake or spam accounts, but in fact, it is 4 or 5 times that number, or perhaps 10 times that number, this is a big deal. It's sort of like if you said, okay, I agree to buy your house. You say the house has less than 5% termites. That's an acceptable number. But if it turns out it is 90% termites, that's not okay. You know, it's not the same house. This house is made mostly of termites. Termites leave. It literally, your house will disappear because it's mostly made of termites. So that would obviously just not be appropriate. So
I believe that conversation was with David Sachs. We had an interview with him a couple weeks ago. Want to go to cut 66. Elon says, look, Biden is controlled by whoever controls the teleprompter. Play cut 66.
Man, it's hard to tell what Biden's doing, to be totally frank.
It's weekend at Bernie's.
The real president is whoever controls the teleprompter. You know, the path to power is the path to the teleprompter. Then he just reads the teleprompter. So, you know, I do feel like if somebody would accidentally lean on the teleprompter, it's going to be like Anchorman. It's going to be like QQQ ASDF 123, you know, type of thing.
You can see why they hate him. He's saying the private part out loud. You know, I've said this for quite some time, for some weeks now. Which team would you rather be on? The team of Nina Jankowicz or Elon Musk? The Mary Poppins girl? Or Elon Musk? CNN Plus or Elon Musk? there is this strengthening coalition of some of the most successful entrepreneurs, comedians, free speech advocates, Joe Rogan, Bill Maher, Elon Musk. Would you rather have Tucker Carlson or Chris Wallace? And Elon Musk is just saying the most obvious thing. These are not ideologues, by the way. Elon is a moderate. I'm sure he is. But Elon also wants to live in a free country, and he also is not going to be bullied by this relentlessly degenerate and miserable group of people. These people have no meaning, no internal peace. And the only way that they navigate the choppy waters of life is to try to torpedo your life. It is inherently tyrannical. It's empty, and it creates incredibly bad civilizational implications. And Elon knows it. Elon is like, why are you coming after me so hard? Because the country's changed, Elon. We've been kind of in these waters for the last couple of years. Welcome. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com, and support the Charlie Kirk Show at charliekirk.com/support. Thank you so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.